This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
You guys spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and therefore being part of the solution. Once you get informed, you can actually be part of the solution. Wouldn't that be great? Whole bunch of stuff going on there I want to get to, and tomorrow night we will I want to talk a little bit with Sonya Smith about Juneteenth. I didn't want to drop it all on Zoe, so I thought he'd be a nice guy. But again, you know, when you the left is working overtime to totally slam, cramp, do whatever to basic family values. They just don't care. I keep saying it to you. They don't care about you. They really don't care about the average person. I find it interesting that all those people, I mean, what's your IQ going to be? When you sit there and watch Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, talk about how bad they feel about the poor people, when, in all reality and truth, they're multi-gabillionaires. And they got that way off for you. They got that way off for knowing what was going on. Well, except for John Kerry. He married into it twice. They got into this because they knew what was going on with certain stocks and bonds. They knew what was going on from within the legislative world. But you can't. You can't say anything about that. Right? And again, some of the richest people in Congress, the Democrats. What do you think of that? It's just amazing. And if you really want to talk about how, if you really want to talk about how off these people, how they don't see themselves, right, really don't see the truth behind the crazy, crazily stupid, crazy stuff that they say. ExxonMobil pushed back on Joe Biden. Remember, I was talking about this the other day. Joe Biden threatened these energy producers. I mean, he's scrambling everywhere to blame it on anybody he can. You know, and watching these gas prices go crazy, people are on him. To, you know, let the oil, let the drilling begin, let the oil production begin. He cut it way back. Now, ExxonMobil fired back at President Biden after he threatened them with emergency powers if they don't boost supply to temper surging prices. ExxonMobil said it had been in regular contact with the administration, providing updates on how it's been investing more than any other company in the U.S. for gas supplies. ExxonMobil said it had invested $118 billion, did you catch that? $118 billion on new oil and gas supplies over the past 5 years. Its net income is $55 billion, which means first of all, dipping into its reserves, which is fine. These guys need a lot of money for R&D. They need a lot of money for maintenance on equipment. It resulted in almost a 50% increase in the U.S. production of oil during that period. Exxon went on to say that it had been investing through the economic downturn to increase refinery capacity to process U.S. light crude by some 250,000 barrels a day. This is just amazing all the time, right? We kept investing even during the pandemic, when we lost more than $20 billion and had to borrow more than $30 billion to maintain investment to increase capacity. These are the companies that you all screamed that they're making too much money, right? The statement ended employing Biden administration rather than threaten emergency powers, promote investment through clear and consistent, you heard that? Consistent policies that support U.S. development of oil. You see, you can't do that. You can't shut something down and then blame them because the product isn't being produced fast enough. You can't do it. Well, you can do it if you're them. It just doesn't make any sense. Right? Do you guys really understand you got to understand what's going on here when you start putting it all together. This economy wasn't weak from Trump. If you think about this, the amount of money, we talked about this the other night, the average Joe going to work every day, his cost to go to work has gone up almost twice as much. Driving back and forth to work had cost him $50 2 years ago, is now costing him $100, unheard of. When he goes to the supermarket to buy groceries for his family, even though his wages can't keep up, nobody's wages can keep up with that, is now 40% higher than it used to be. When he goes to buy medication for his ailing wife or kids, that's 30% higher than it used to be. Right? But this somehow is all Trump's fault. And when you look at what's going on here, you see some of these, the Federal Reserve now, raising interest rates by the highest increase since 1994. Did you catch that, 1994? Which is going to add interest to your credit cards, your mortgages, and everything else. Everything else happening around you. So when you think about this, they are driving this. And not only that, they show up to the fire with, gas trucks that they're throwing on the flames. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid way. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed, right? Real should be fairly easy stuff for you. I would think so, anyhow. You know, I'm going to be accused of being an old fogey or whatever. I don't really care. Used to it. There was some great wisdom came from some of our people of old. When do we get to the point where our parents today think that the kids should be able to decide everything in their lives, you know, because they're individuals? So therefore, they need to make their own decisions. Do you let them make decisions on what they're going to eat, whether they can drive your car or not, whether they go to school or not? You know, a little wisdom from the past, maybe. We'll see.
Who's to say that the boy would be happier your way or mine? Why not let him decide? Now, I'm afraid it don't work that way. You can't let a young'un decide for himself. He'll grab at the first flashy thing with shiny ribbons on it. Then when he finds out there's a hook in it, it's too late. Wrong ideas come packaged with so much glitter, it's hard to convince them that other things might be better in the long run. And all a parent can do is say, wait, trust me, and try to keep temptation away.
That means that you're inviting me to leave.
That's right.
Well, you're wearing a badge, so I leave. That wasn't so difficult. Your problem solved.
That's where you're wrong. That boy thinks just about everything you do is perfect. So my problem's just beginning. You've left behind an awful lot of unscrambling to be done.
Now look here. Who's to say that the boy would be happier?
You know, Timmy's from the South. And I'm always making fun of some of the stuff that I hear. We'll watch a show. And every once in a while, I look at her and go, okay, what? From the South. Well, what did he just say? I have no clues of what this person just said. And she'll have to explain to me. And when it comes to this thing here, I mean, think about the simplicity behind that. And he's right. Kids will grab at the first shiny, cool thing they see. If you let these kids decide for themselves, they will hang themselves. That's why we don't let them make life decisions. Well, we didn't. I guess when some of us had a couple of brain cells that worked, we didn't let them decide what they were going to eat, do the kind of food they were going to take, all of that. Right? And yet now, pretty much everything that they want to do, we think is okay, and we help them. And, oh my God, somebody just sent me something. I don't know if this is true. But, I got this. Even if this might be true, you got to play this. I guess apparently Joey B was at an event and wanted to let everybody know how bad he felt about their CFO who just, well, I would have said he just passed away. I don't know. What does Joey B say?
And by the way, my sympathies to the family of your CFO, who dropped dead very unexpectedly. My best to their family. It's tough stuff.
Did you hear that? Who dropped dead? Yeah, your husband dropped dead unexpectedly. I love it. I think it's hilarious. These guys are amazing. I mean, he's amazing, I should say. And people thought, now I will say one thing. You see, CNN, anybody else along this with me? CNN seems to be cracking a little bit. They are not 100% on board with Joey B anymore. They're questioning some of the things he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Michigan's lesbian AG calls for a drag queen in every school. Do you remember when Democrats called for a chicken in every pot? That was cool. That was okay, right? But this AG is calling for a drag queen. Let's forget the sheriffs. Let's not have a sheriff in every school, a deputy, a police officer. No. Drag queen will keep him safe, I'm sure. Michigan's first openly gay attorney general says that there should be a drag queen for every school. Speaking of the Civil Rights Summit Wednesday in Lansing, the state capitol, Attorney General Dana Nessel said that according to reporting from the Detroit News, that drag queens make everything better. Drag queens are fun. Yeah, there should even be a drag queen for every school. Matt DiPerno, the Republican candidate for attorney general, decried Nessel's comments. He said that Nessel continues to show just how completely out of touch he is with Michiganers. You know, it's funny, these people, when they get caught, and they hear that others are upset by their comments, all of a sudden it was a joke. Oh, what's wrong? They couldn't take a good joke? Students in the third grade are behind in their reading. Our test scores are some of the worst in the country. And what we need is more drag queens? I love it. Tudor Dixon, Michigan's Republican candidate for governor, also criticized Nestle. Tweeting, Attorney General Dana Nestle proudly announced that she's coming for our kids when I am governor. Schools will answer to local parents, not progressive activists, which is how it should be anyhow. You know, interesting that the local, this is how they got you tricked. The local government is what's put in place by the people living locally. The people who voted for me to be on the school board voted for me because of my belief system, because of what I stand for, and because they know that I'll stick up for them. For them, not for me, for them. So when you're sitting there and you're thinking about it, right? Why does the state get to tell me what to do when it's the parents who voted me in? See, they want local control of their education. They want local control. When they vote at the state level, when they're voting for governor, when they're voting for, you know, state senators, they want you to do business at a different level. When they vote for the locals, they want you to do business for the local cities. The governor has no clue as to what's going on in my little city, in my little town. No way. And yet, they want to tell us what to do, how to handle our kids. It's not going to stop soon because they believe this to be truth. A New York judge just said that Yeshiva University, think of that name, Yeshiva University is not religious. And they have to approve an LGBTQ group. Talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm telling you, they don't see God as real, so therefore you're a joke. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The House January 6th committee held its third public hearing of the month with a focus on the pressure campaign on then-Vice President Mike Pence.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney, in her closing statement, previewed evidence still to come, promising information in the next hearing on Tuesday about then-President Donald Trump's effort to apply pressure to Republican slate legislators, election officials, and even federal officials. The number of migrant encounters on the southern border has hit a new record, with over 200,000 encounters, according to the Customs and Border Protection. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you here. 855-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know what? It is so true. What Charlie Daniels has to say with all that, it is so true that we should be able to anyway. When the crap hits the fan against us as a whole, right? The Americans as a whole, we do come together. Or we used to. I don't know if we still would. Isn't that sad? I don't know if we still would. Do you? I don't know at all whether or not we'd be willing to fight side by side. You got a pet shop in L.A., Los Angeles, that said, hey, look, if you're a Second Amendment supporter, you're not welcome in our store. What the heck is that all about? It's just amazing. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Be part of the conversation, part of the solution. Some of you can, now I hope, at this point, you can recite it by heart. Anyway, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Right, Mike Lindell has given us the ability to be able to raise money on their own. I shouldn't say raise money, make money, I should say, because, you know, there's a product there. There's a product you can get. Now, again, you go over to MyPillow.com. He's got a great deal right now on slippers, on, you know, it's funny because I had a caller send me an email and said, oh my God, those slippers are so expensive. I said, well, did you type in promo code Joe on your way out? Well, no, because when I clicked on it, it had a high price, and I went, yeah, but you got to put, you line them all up, line up what you want, then put the promo, they don't charge you, put the promo code in, and then you'll see what it's going to cost you for real. So let's work with it, you know what I'm saying? Christians, you better beware, Biden's targeting you if you engage in one activity. Here, this is hilarious the way this is. I told you, they're going to come after you, your kids, your belief systems, not going to end anytime soon. President Biden signed an executive order Wednesday instructing his administration to explore ways it can, ready for this, crack down on therapy-assisting people who have unwanted same-sex attractions. the executive order advancing equality for LGBTQ+. Individuals said that the White House had addressed the discredited and dangerous practice of conversion therapy. What's discredited about it? Right? I mean, no, seriously. What's discredited about it? I'm not talking about the whacktoid, crazy conversion therapy where people have claimed that they've been, shocked with metal instruments. That's not what I'm talking about. The conversion therapy that he's talking about, that he's really getting into, is the one the churches provide. Because Scripture says one thing, and they're teaching people, they're praying over people, they're not shocking them out of it. Yet there's thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of stories of people that live the gay and lesbian lifestyle, and then through the church, without being shocked, went back to a regular heterosexual lifestyle and relationship and have kids and are very excited and happy about their relationship. But they won't let you talk about that anymore. That's the stuff when you have that disinformation department of the government. That's the stuff they're going to hide from you. They're not going to let you talk about that. They're not going to let you deal with that. No way. It directs the Department of Health and Human Services to help prevent LGBT youth suicide by expanding access to mental health resources. Whose mental health resources? In California, even the licensed mental health therapists cannot counsel you out of that lifestyle. It's illegal. The order calls for the HHS to study and address the disproportionate rates of child removals that LGBTQ parents face, especially women of color. Really? So look at how they roll this all together. Oh, my God. They're saying that there's a disproportionate rate of children being removed from homes that are LGBTQ+, and especially if you're a black mother. It's just amazing. And I do mean it, just amazing. Where are the numbers? Where are they getting their numbers from? Right? So, they think that there's people running around grabbing LGBTQ kids from the homes of women of color to do conversion therapy on them. Right. Joey B goes on to say, we see who you are, made in the image of God and deserving of dignity, respect, and support. You know, it's funny how these people say that they can't use their godly beliefs, but they use their godly beliefs all the time when they can twist them to make them serve themselves. You know, really, what's really funny, if you're going to bring God into the picture, then let's really bring God into the picture. He did it, I didn't. Right? The Bible's very specific. When you're talking about the gay and lesbian lifestyles, not just gay and lesbian. Let's not pick on the gay. I mean, we could say on adulterous lifestyles, on gay and lesbian lifestyles, on all kinds of things that God really doesn't want you doing. I don't know for a moment if it would help to go over those things because I don't. You got to believe to begin with. If you don't believe it, it's pretty much useless, isn't it? I mean, some of my friends will say to me, well, it doesn't say anything about, being gay in the Bible. Well, okay. Really? Or homosexuality for that point. You really want to go down that road? First of all, the word gay didn't take on the meaning it has today until it was absconded with. Matter of fact, in the 20s, when you were talking about being gay, you were talking about being happy. Having a party, that kind of thing. You know? In Romans 1:21, well, let me read a little bit of this, because you guys who aren't very religious, your friends will feed you a line, and you run with it, because all of a sudden you got a little knowledge. In Romans it says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile. Their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being, and birds, and animals, and reptiles. Therefore God gave them over to their sinful desires. He didn't say he gave them over to their stupid desires, their craziness. He called it for what it was in his world, sinful. Right? Desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie. They worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator. Yeah, well, you tree huggers, think about that. Who will forever be praised. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another, men committing shameful acts with other men. They received themselves a due penalty for their error. Look, it's not God punishing you for this. God lays out the guidelines. Let's take a stupid one. Right? God made it so that the water would clean out your kidneys, and so that certain liquids, certain foods would do things to your body, good things to your body. If you don't eat those things, if you don't eat live fruits and vegetables, if you don't drink water to clean out your kidneys, and you get sick, you can't blame him. He's not punishing you. You're naturally punishing yourself for doing unnatural things to your body. God designed Mother Nature, God, whatever, designed your body parts to fit perfectly and work the right way in the right scenarios. There's no way to go around that. But you guys don't want to admit to it. You're afraid you're going to hurt somebody's feelings. The best thing you could do for somebody, if you truly love somebody, you tell them the truth. So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message.
The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Double T, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You always want to be part of the solution. You definitely don't want to be part of the problem. Right? And the way you do, most of the time, the easiest way to do this is just get informed. You'll figure it out. I guarantee it. White House statement on the HHS issue. Go back and get the podcast later on. Yeah, they're trying to tell you that women of color are susceptible to having their a child removed from their home. I haven't heard about this running rampant anywhere. We do these stories every night. The White House statement included a comment from the HHS Assistant Secretary for Health, Admiral Rachel Levine, a man who now identifies as a woman. I have no room in my heart for hatred. I have no time for intolerance. But we don't live in a world where everyone feels the same way. And this administration understands that more action is needed. More what action is needed? What do you mean it's hatred or intolerance? Hatred for what? Look, it's called gender dysphoria for a reason. Okay? I can leave it at that. You want to talk about some mental health issues and getting help? There's a place to start. instead of giving these kids two 20-minute conversations with a therapist and then start giving them hormone blockers, what does it do what they used to do? Give them a half a year and or a year. You know why they don't do that anymore? Because they know what's going to happen. Those kids are going to see the light, they're going to see the reality, and they're not going to go for the operation, they're not going to go for the hormone blockers. You're already seeing a large number. You won't hear about it. Look it up yourself. You got to go digging. You'll find it. Detransitioning. That's what they're calling. All right, so anyway, they're calling conversion therapy. Well, let me get this right, because I know I'm going to screw this up. I get a little irritated with this stuff. On Twitter, Ryan Anderson, the president of Ethics and Public Policy Center in D.C., called Biden's order Orwellian. He said it would prevent efforts to help girls identify as girls. That's what they're calling conversion therapy. Right? And he's got a point. A girl identifying as a girl is now abnormal. Let that sink in for a minute. Meanwhile, it'll expand efforts to give girls puberty blockers and testosterone. That's what they're calling gender affirmation. Your body, Mother Nature, God, whatever makes you more comfortable, has been set to run a certain way. Your body needs to develop over a period of time, and that's those chemicals that come into place, bone density. They're seeing it already with some of the kids that had hormone blockers at a young age. Their bone density is terrible, dangerous. They're finding out young ladies who took the hormone blockers and they decided they did the wrong thing are having trouble getting pregnant. Probably can't get pregnant. We don't know yet. They've done nothing. Some of the, I think, is it Sweden or Finland? There's a couple of countries that have stopped this altogether because it's not enough. There's been not enough time to check it out. It's really sick. And why is it that you're okay, you parents, you're okay with them using your kids as guinea pigs? Why are you all right with that? No, if you were a real parent, you really loved your child, you could say, oh, I love my child, I don't want to be sad, I don't want to be happy, you want to be dead? No, I'm not joking, seriously, you want to be dead, disformed? I mean, I was listening to a guy say, I couldn't get his information because I was driving, and he went to the transgender operation quite a few years ago, even as an adult. He's got more health problems than he knows what to do with right now. It was a she that turned to a he. He said nobody explained the risks to him. Nobody. They told him how great he was going to feel afterward. The depression would go away. He'd be living his true self, his real life. This is the words they use. This is the stuff they love to use on you. Meanwhile, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is moving to bar doctors from treating children with puberty blockers. Right? And other powerful drugs. I wouldn't stop them. No, I'm another one of those guys that say, look, don't stop them. You know what to do? Because, you know, somebody's got to fight that. It's freedom of choice, medical choice. In California, 12 years old, you can make your own decisions. I would put something in place that said they had to go through so many sessions before they could do that. Make it a year and a half. And then you have to have a second opinion. I personally believe that's the way to go. You'll teach them a great lesson. On Tuesday, a group of Christians describing themselves as ex-LGBT. They took part in a rally Saturday in the nation's capital called the Freedom March. Right? They gave their testimonies on how they found healing and freedom in Jesus Christ. Oh, can't say that. Shh. God can't operate like that. God won't operate against himself. He made you that way. The members, the Christian Network said, have been touring the country for years, sharing the good news with others, offering hope to anyone else who might be seeking salvation from the lifestyle. Right? I mean, and you can't say that because they're going to tell you, well, it's not true, it doesn't work. Those people have been brainwashed into believing they're not gay, or lesbian, or transgender, or whatever. That's sad. Now they're putting down the power of God. A lot of these people will say, I'm born that way, there's nothing I can do about it. Then they live that lifestyle. And they're never truly, really happy. Not all of them. But now you've told them that even God can't fix the problem. Or even God doesn't care where you're at. Right? Again, it's just amazing to me that it gets like this. Oh my God, look at there's more stories here than I can probably get through tonight. But I love these things. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-7325. Hey, did you guys hear what Ron DeSantis today, when he was told that Elon Musk would vote for him and or support him? Which I thought was hilarious. He said that he was happy. Now, I won't tell you who it is, but he was happy to have the support of an African American. Now, the reporter didn't quite catch the joke. As a matter of fact, she even said so. She basically said, look, we know that Elon Musk is African, and I think that's why he said he was happy to have the support of the African American. No. He was making a joke because everybody talks about how... Well, I don't have to tell you guys. You already know. So I thought that was really funny to hear you have a journalist who can't figure it out. I don't know if some of you heard this, but Ginny Thomas, Clarence Thomas's wife, is being called in by the... Tell me this isn't a broad net witch hunt. They want to taint the name of anybody and everybody who stuck up for Trump, which I really find funny. They keep talking about how that a safe election or a duly elected president was being questioned. And yet they did it to Trump. They did it to George W. They did it to Ronald Reagan. They did exactly what they're railing against right now. Look it up for yourself. But this is a very thing that they do on a regular basis. All right, I started this story and I somehow went sideways on it. And I don't know how. New York judge, Yeshiva University is not religious. And they've got to approve their LGBTQ group. A state judge ruled that New York City's Yeshiva University was a non-religious organization, therefore must approve creation of an LGBT club under the city's anti-discrimination law. The Yeshiva University Pride Alliance, along with a group of former and current students, they sued the university in April for discrimination. Lynn Kotler, a judge in the New York Supreme Court First Judicial District, ruled that Yeshiva University was considered an educational corporation, not a religious one, and must comply with the New York City laws. The judge cited the university's own charter, which states that the school's purpose was to be an educational institution. Well, there's a lot of Christian universities that are an educational institution, using biblical principle. That's kind of how it works. The record shows that the purpose students attend yeshiva is to obtain an education, not for religious worship or some other function, which is religious at its core. See, this is why these schools, they can't be afraid. They can't be afraid to live out, speak out the titles of things that they stand for. Otherwise, this stuff never goes away. Yeshiva will appeal the decision because they don't believe that they're not at core a religious. Plenty of Christian organizations, Catholic schools, that the teaching, the programs are all based on biblical principle. Join us in your host. A lot coming on the next hour. Don't go far. We've got a lot happening. I want you involved and I want you engaged. We'll be back in a few minutes.